A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Grisman Adoluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're looking at the Word of God from the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke chapter 22 and verse number 43. The Bible says, "And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him." An angel appeared to the Lord Jesus Christ to strengthen him. We're looking at the ministry of angels and why you need the angel of God, the ministry of the angels of God in your life. Yesterday, we said the angels of God bring news, good news, as they did to the shepherd about the birth of Jesus. They heralded the birth of Jesus. They brought good news to them. We also said, as we could see in the life of Daniel, that angels bring answers to our prayers. Don't forget, when the angel Gabriel was coming with Daniel's answer, he was withstood by the prince of Persia until dispatch help was sent. Michael came. Michael, don't forget, was the one who defeated the devil, who defeated Lucifer in the battle that Lucifer waged against God and against heaven. He was chased and cast out of heaven, and his place was no longer found there. It was this same Michael that came to chase away the prince of Persia that was hindering the delivery of Daniel's answer. Now, again, this morning, we could see angels of God strengthening us. You need the presence of angels to strengthen you. In our passage of consideration, Jesus had gone with his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. And don't forget the prayers. Jesus, at that point, was almost getting to his breaking point. His prayer was, "Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass over me." Don't forget, we once discussed the breaking point on this program. That is the point a man gets to where he loses the will, he loses the courage, he loses the strength and the power, the will to win. That is the breaking point. Jesus got to his breaking point, and so he was asking his Father, "If it be possible, let this cup pass over me. But thanks be to God," he added, "not as I will, but your will be done." And the Bible says the angels of God came and they strengthened him. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Every one of us needs the strengthening of the angels of God. You need someone to strengthen your hands. You need an help. Someone can strengthen you by equipping you, by giving you the right information, by supporting you, by standing by you, standing with you, defending your interest. In this way, you are strengthened. And angels could strengthen you by giving to you. God can send angels in the form of men to give you the resources needed to advance your purpose in life and in destiny. So angels strengthened the Lord Jesus. He was becoming weak at that point as a man. The weight of what he was about to go through was becoming real to him, and it was dawning on him that, "Oh, I am about going through this excruciating pain for mankind." He needed the strength, every strength he could muster, to press on, to go on. And so the angel of God came to strengthen him. My prayer is that God will send his angels to strengthen you, to uphold you, to keep you going, to never give up until your dream is realized, until your purpose is fulfilled, until the counsel of God is established in your life. This is my prayer for you. The angels of God will strengthen you. You will be strengthened spiritually. You will be strengthened mentally. You will be strengthened emotionally. You will be strengthened financially. People, God will send people in form of angels and angels in form of people to encourage you, to strengthen you. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Number four, the angels of God, they minister to us, they help us, they take care of us. And that is one of the ministry of these angels. They take care of you. Let's look at what the scripture says in the book of Matthew chapter 4 and in verse number 11. Matthew 4:11. The Bible says, "Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. The devil left Jesus, and the angels of God came and they ministered unto him. At this point, the devil had tempted Jesus in three different ways. He asked him initially to command stone to become bread, and Jesus declined. He asked him to jump from the pinnacle of the temple because God would give his angels charge over him. Jesus said no. He asked him to bow to him so he could get the riches and the glory of this earth. Jesus said no. And the Bible says the devil left him. And when the devil left him, the angels of God, they came and they took care of him. The Bible in basic English says, then the evil one went away from him, and the angels came and took care of him. The Message translation says, the test was over. The devil left, and in his place, angels came and took care of Jesus' needs. Angels of God will take care of your need. This week, all your needs shall be taken care of by the angels of God. Now, do not make the mistake and be waiting for a creator with wings on his sides, flying to you, bringing you help. No, God is going to send men in the form of angels and angels in the form of men who will minister and take care of your needs. Get set. This week, somebody will be used of God to take care of your needs. That is the angel that God is sending. God sends angels to minister to us, in other words, to take care of our needs. So your angels will come to you today, this week, this coming month, this coming year, and always, and minister to you and take care of your needs in the precious name of Jesus. What again do they do? Number five, they protect us. Angels of God protect. In Psalm 91, verse 11, the scripture says, he will give his angels a charge over you so that they will keep you in all your ways. Everyone needs a guard. You need a guard. You see people going about today with bouncers or bodyguards, security agents carrying guns. You may not be able to afford that, but as a covenant child of God, you have your own security details in the angels of God. They wait on you to defend and to protect you. And that is their responsibility. Don't forget, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14 says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? The angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister to you because you are one of the heirs of salvation. So they will protect you in all your ways. You will not dash your foot against a stone. Number six, the ministry of angels is to rescue us from trouble. They rescue you from evil. In Genesis chapter 19 and in verse number 16, the Bible says, while Lot lingered, the man, that is the angels, laid hold on his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. The city of Sodom and Gomorrah was about being destroyed, but God sent his angels to rescue Lot. Lot lingered, but the Bible says the angels put their hands on him and they took him, literally dragged him out of the city before destruction was visited on that city. They rescued Lot. We've had countless testimonies of divine rescue. Angels of God being the rescue team that God dispatched to scenes of evil, of accident, of disaster, to rescue his own, to rescue the elect. It is my prayer that angels of God will be on guard to rescue you from evil, to bring you out of any form of destruction. You won't have any portion in any destruction in the precious name of Jesus. Angels, we wait on you, and God's name will be glorified. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice this morning and pray and say, Father, in your name, I put my angels to work. I ask them to go bring me good news. I ask them to go bring answers to my prayers. Let angels of God come and strengthen me in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, let your angels strengthen me. I receive strengthening of the angels of the living God. Let them lift up my hands by the blessings of you, the living God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. The Message translation of Matthew chapter 4 verse 11 says, and they took care of all his needs. Lift your voice and pray. Say, Father, send to me angels, men in the form of angels, angels in the form of men, that will take care of all my needs in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that you will send me men in the form of angels, and angels in the form of men, that will take care of all my needs in the precious name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, give your angels charge over me. Let them keep me in all my ways. Give your angels charge over my family, over my wife, my husband, over my children. Let them keep us in all our ways. Send your angels, O God, keep us in all our ways by the power of your Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray, Father, from any kind of evil or disaster, let me be divinely rescued. Let there be rescue for me. Let my children be rescued. Let us have no portion in any evil or disaster, in the name of Jesus. Lot was rescued with his family. Lord, the Lord, be merciful unto him. Father, I pray, be merciful unto me and to my house, and rescue us from all forms of evil, for all forms of disaster. Rescue us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal God. We give you all the glory in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to declare once again, as you put your angels to work this week, declare with me, I put my angels to work. Angels of God, wait on me today. Wait on me throughout this week, throughout this year, and always, and bring my blessings. Go to the north, the south, the east, and the west, and bring my blessings to me in the name of Jesus. Follow me as I go out. You are my bodyguards. Keep watch over me according to the instruction of the Almighty. Protect me in all my ways. Let me not dash a foot against any stone in the name of Jesus. Lead me to where my blessings are in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I ask that angels of God be dispatched to wait upon you today and throughout this week, and to minister to you as you desire. As you put them to work, they will obey and carry out your instructions to them. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Join us later this evening, 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral, 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral, for our in-depth and analytical teaching of God's Word, Ezra Project. That's our Bible study. Join, and the Lord bless you as you attend. You may wish to join this teaching on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share this link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is @YemiGraceMan. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.